And now, folks, we here at the Animal News Hour are fortunate to have with us Terry Dubois. Albeit for an unfortunate reason, Terry will tell us about her personal horrible experience with the trapper's trap. But we want people far and wide to hear about this cruel practice of trapping. And the reality is that people far and wide don't hear about these horrors of trapping animals. And what happened to Terry could just as easily happen to any of us taking a walk on our public lands here in New Mexico. And Terry cares enough to relive these horrors for us now so that we can educate people far and wide about this cruelty, and maybe more folks will call their elected officials and insist that they prohibit these cruel, barbaric traps forever. And now, folks, let's give a warm welcome to Terry Dubois. Hey, Terry.
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having me. I wanted to start my talk with an introduction about what I do as a volunteer. I'm actually a search and rescue volunteer for Mountain Canine Corps in Los Alamos. And I've been training search and rescue dogs for nearly 30 years. And I'm currently, my last dog, I had to retire because he's gotten old, and I'm working a friend's dog as my search and rescue dog right now. But I've trained five search and rescue dogs over those 30 years. And I just wanted people to understand the severity of the trapping problem, not only with pets and household members. I don't call them pets because they're not really pets. They're our family. But when you invest so many hours and days and months and years in training a search and rescue dog, you become incredibly bonded to that animal. And it takes about 2 years to train a search and rescue dog. Well, it just so happens that on January 1st, 2014, I was hiking with three of my friends, very good friends, and two of my good friends and my husband. And with us, we had three search and rescue dogs and one little healer who was mine. So I had a search and rescue dog and then my little healer that's not a search and rescue dog. My friends had two search and rescue dogs, and we were just taking a very lovely hike north of Los Alamos on Forest Service land to some ancient Indian ruins. And we were hiking along, and one of the dogs, one of the Labradors, spotted a dangling piece of fur from a dead tree. And this was in an area that had been burned severely in the Cerro Grande fire in 2001. So the area was fairly bare. And the dog, we all sort of saw the item at the same time, and the dogs all went over to investigate. And no sooner did we get to the place than I heard an incredibly screaming, shrill, crying, heartbreaking sound I have never heard. And we got there as quickly as we could and realized that my little 30-pound healer, who was about 12 years old, had gotten herself caught in a trap, although we didn't really even know what had happened to her. We thought perhaps she'd been bitten by an animal because the trap was somewhat buried in some dirt. And so with our adrenaline just absolutely raging, the four of us surrounded her and realized that she had been caught in a steel jaw trap. And we sort of started shouting at one another because nobody knew quite what to do. We'd never encountered such a thing. But it's such a miracle that one of the people there, Vint Miller, had actually just recently watched a video on YouTube on releasing one of these traps. And who knows why he had watched the video. It was just one of those things that was meant to be. And so he directed the three of us. I wrapped my arms around the dog, who remained incredibly calm despite her little paw being caught in this thing. I wrapped my arms around her while Vint directed the other two people, my husband and Debbie Miller, to release the trap. And that meant both of them had to each stand on a sort of pedal on either side of the trap. And they had to push down with a great amount of force to release the paw. And once she was out, she still was screaming. I was so lucky, though, that she did not bite me. She didn't tear into me, as has happened to so many other people. And I was able to get her free from the trap and sort of carried her away. And we stood there and just thought, wow, just happened. We just could not believe that this had happened to us. Turns out that her paw was definitely bruised, but it was not broken, so we were incredibly lucky. And we'd never seen such a trap. We'd never even knew they were out there. And so I kept all of the dogs with me, and the three other people went and scoured the area and found two more traps that were set. And the sad thing is that all three traps were illegally set. They were in an area legal for trapping. However, the trap that Jetta got caught in was 5 inches from the trail, and they're supposed to be set 25 yards from the trail. So this could very easily have been a child walking and maybe resting on the log that the trap had been tethered to. It could have happened to anybody. It was so close to the trail. And so they went out and found the other traps, and we disengaged them, and they all had the hanging fur. And we later realized that the fur is used to attract animals. It might have been scented with bobcat urine. We're not sure, but that sometimes happens, and that's what lures the animals in. In this case, I'm quite sure that that's what lured the animals in, plus the twirling little fur in the air was an attractive nuisance. So once we got everybody calmed down and the traps in our possession, we were able to hike out, and she was able to walk the 3.5 miles back to town. So we got home and immediately started researching this because we just couldn't believe this was a legal practice. And lo and behold, I was turned on to Trap Free New Mexico that day, January 1st, and it's been an ongoing plight for the four of us ever since that day to get trapping banned in not only Los Alamos County, but the state and hopefully the rest of the country. And so through our efforts, we were able to work with the Los Alamos County Council, and in April got a resolution to ban trapping in Los Alamos County, and then later went on to work a little bit harder, and we got an ordinance that has banned trapping in Los Alamos County. This county is filled with people that go out and recreate. It is filled with people mountain biking, hiking, running, cross-country skiing, all of those things that people love to do in the outdoors. And so we're pretty proud that we've been able to do this in Los Alamos County, but there is so much more work yet to be done. And I actually got a tattoo of a fox on my forearm so that every day I constantly remind myself that there's work to be done and we don't want this to happen to anybody else. And anything that we can do to prevent this from happening ever again is what the four of us are going to do. So it's something that we just think about every day. And my heart goes out to the people that have lost animals in these. And all I can think about are the animals that are caught in them and how tortured they must be before they eventually die. I can't even think about that without just an overwhelming sadness that an animal could actually be caught in one of those and there aren't any guardians there to take them out in the few minutes that we were able to take Jetta out. They're so inhumane and barbaric, and there's absolutely no reason for them to be in use today. It's not an economic thing. It's just a cruel, cruel practice. And so going back to my search and rescue story, I was thinking about any given search when we're deployed. We don't ever have our dogs on leash. They have to be off lead to be able to work areas. And this could so easily happen to any one of our search and rescue volunteers that are out there on our own time trying to help others. And the thought of losing a dog that has been trained for so many years to such a barbaric device just makes me sick to my stomach. And I just, you know, when you think about what these dogs are worth to us, they're our partners, they're our tool, they're so much more than just a pet. And I just don't think people really realize that we are out there in all kinds of terrain, any time of year. And if you're in an area where traps are, it's just bound to happen. And so that's the point I wanted to get across, is that we shouldn't have to keep our dogs on lead anywhere. we should be able to recreate and not worry about this horrible thing happening to us. And I cannot stand the argument that this wouldn't have happened had she been on a leash. This trap was 5 inches from the trail. We have total voice control over our dogs. That is absolutely not an argument I will listen to. So I would just like to thank you again for letting me be on the show and express my absolute sincere hope that we can all work together to get this horrible practice banned forever. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Terry, for taking the time to relive that for us. I know it's hard because I have the same difficulty when I revisit the experience I had with my dog. But I want to say congratulations on getting that resolution passed in Los Alamos. That is a very, very big deal because that eliminated, in and of itself, eliminates the potential for a lot of cruelty right there.
Thank you.
And you bring up a good point about yet another reason, exposure, let's say, for to animals from these traps, which is search and rescue dogs who have to be off-leash to do their work, at least to do their work well, right?
Right.
And
they have to be able to range, yeah.
To range, that's right, that's right. Otherwise, it's they can't figure out the smells. And I just want to say that my experience with my dog, which I've mentioned at different times to different people, my girl was on a leash, and I was 2 feet from her when she stepped in that trap, and it just could just as easily have been me. We were on public mm-hmm. lands, and it could just as easily have been me that stepped 2 feet over at that moment. And I shudder to think what would have happened to my tibia and fibula if that had happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress there. Anyway, thank you. Thank you again, Terry, for not just reliving that, but pointing out the other added exposures to this. And for all your work, not just for getting the resolution passed in Los Alamos, but also the search and rescue work that you do. Thank you very much for taking
Thank
the time.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Be well.